I'm a mom of three teenage girls. One of my daughters, we learned, has a lot of friends online from across the country. And while I feel really equipped to help my kids navigate the world of social media, I do not feel very equipped to help them with really recognize who's out there, who are the bad actors, like what can you do? So we want to help parents like me understand that, know what to do, how to advise your kids, what to talk to your kids about. And we want the kids to have that information so that they talk to each other more than they talk to us. We know that, right?
Welcome to the Who You Know Show, where what you know is important, but who you know can make all the difference in your business, career, relationships, and life. I'm super excited today. We are at the Not On Our Watch Texas event, and we've got Paula
Bocaitis.
Bocaitis. I knew you're going to have to help me with that. Paula is the CEO of Girl Scouts of Central Texas. So we're excited to have you here, and we know that you're getting involved with this initiative. Can you tell us a little bit about that? I think you got some exciting news that you're going to be sharing with the group today.
I'm really thrilled. So, Girl Scouts serves girls across the country. We create girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place. And a big part of that is helping girls gain the skills they need to navigate our world today. And it's really interesting. We have such a broad array of skill building and badges that girls can do in four areas: in STEM, so science, technology, engineering, and math; the outdoors; entrepreneurship, which is a cookie program.
That's cool.
And in life skills.
That.
But what we don't have is really updated curriculum about how to recognize threats in our online world. And so what I'm really excited to be here today is that we are going to partner with Not On Our Watch Texas to create curriculum for Girl Scouts.
Let's go.
Yes, to make them aware of the dangers online, what to do, how to help their friends, et cetera. So it's exciting.
I love that. I really appreciate that because I've been asking people what their ideas are for solutions.
Yeah.
Right? And not getting a whole lot. Just trying to figure out what can we actually do. Besides just one-to-one combat in the trenches with the parents, what can we do at a bigger scale? So I love this.
Yeah, we really want to focus on, parents and caregivers, right? Mm-hmm. How do we as parents, I'm a mom of three teenage girls.
Oh, wow.
One of my daughters, we learned, has a lot of friends online from across the country.
Oh, I'm sure.
And while I feel really equipped to help my kids navigate the world of social media, I do not feel very equipped to help them with really recognize who's out there, who are the bad actors, like what can you do? And so we want to help parents like me understand that, know what to do, how to advise your kids, what to talk to your kids about. And we want the kids to have that information so that they talk to each other more than they talk to us. We know that, right? So how can they become advocates for each other and then really help each other know that what's happening? And Girl Scouts, I think, is a great way to do that.
So, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Did I hear down the grapevine that there's like even a patch or something?
Yes. So,
okay, cool.
When Girl Scouts learn a skill, they want proof of that. They want that patch that goes on their vest or on their sash. And so, yes, we are going to create a patch they will earn after, they finish the curriculum. And so it's really cool because with the partnership with NCMEC that Not On Our Watch Texas has, there's curriculum that we can build on that's research-based, that's like evidence-based, the experts. And we'll take that and create it for different levels. So girls can be in Girl Scouts from kindergarten to 12th grade. And we want to have curriculum at all levels that's age-appropriate.
That makes sense, too. I didn't even think about that, right? So depending on their age, you don't want to have a coloring book looking curriculum,
That's right.
For somebody, for a senior, right.
But I think the Girl Scouts recently completed some research that says that even kids 6, 7, 8 are online. They're all online. They're on YouTube. While they might not be on Instagram and Snapchat, and they are online. And so it is relevant at every age.
Yeah, because they got a tablet.
That's right.
Right?
They do.
They get it. They get that at birth.
That is right.
Like right out the womb, they're like, here's your tablet.
Yes.
Jeez, and they're on all these things. The games.
Yes.
A lot of the video games is where it's happening, right?
Yes. I know in my family, that is where my kid, who really has, it's not social media, right? Like, she got exposed through a horseback riding game that is geared towards young girls, right? It is like elementary age girls.
Gosh,
what? And then there's all these ways that I didn't even know about, right? That they're communicating, et cetera.
Yeah, little chat rooms and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really disgusting when you think about that. Like, you just said, just describe something like a video game for young girls, and some predators out there.
Yes. It's horrible.
It's really disgusting. Okay, so how do we get involved in the video game side? Because I think with social media and stuff like that, I think they're trying to do some things.
Yeah.
Right? And it's at least trying to make... to where you can't even, I guess you're not even supposed to get a Facebook account until you're
13.
13?
But everybody works around that.
That's too low for, I'm thinking 13 is no.
Well, like, so it's interesting, like, when you think about how kids' brains develop, at 14 is really when kids develop, like, discernment and the ability to, like, call something out, right? As hey, maybe this isn't quite right.
Sure.
So you think at least, like, if you, experts are saying, like, if you can at least hold off until 14, when your kids can kind of recognize these things. But video games are much younger. And so I don't know the technical solutions. I think so much of it, though, is awareness. Like me, I mean, I'm in a youth-serving space, and as a parent, didn't know about all of this,
right?
It's just, this is new. We need to have an awareness so that we can be talking to our kids and really helping, because I don't think we're going to jump in front of it right away legislatively not yet.
Well,
and so how do we help our kids help themselves?
And that's what I've been talking about. I'm like, there needs to be a age restriction on just technology, and you know, like the smartphone, you know, you shouldn't have this until you're, I don't know, 17, 18 years old. I don't know. I think it's pretty dangerous. And I know for me as a kid, I would have been crazy with it.
Oh, yeah.
And so, anyways, before they put some regulation and things like that involved, we got to get at the grassroots.
Right.
Educate people. What can they do? What is something a parent can do if they become aware, hey, my kid's got some communication going on with some creeps? What's some things besides just blowing up the police? Is that the first step? Do you just call the police? What do you do?
You know, I don't know yet.
Okay.
I mean, I'm still learning too. So I know that through NCMEC, if things get really escalated, like a picture of your kid gets out there, right?
Okay.
You can have that taken down through NCMEC without involving the authorities. But I'm still learning. So like, I'm like, let's develop this right now because I need it, you know? So I don't have all those answers.
Well, no, that's great. That's great. So in the curriculum, right?
Yeah.
This will be some of the, like...
It will be.
What, you know, what's the roadmap?
Exactly.
What's the first step?
This happens, then what?
Because I would think, for me, my instinct says, call the police.
Yeah.
But that may not be the best.
Well,
may or may not. I don't know.
I do think, I mean, certainly, if you felt like your kid was in danger or threatened, you would want to call the authorities, right?
Yeah, that would be my thought.
But I think there are other things that we want to be able to advise people on how to help, right? How to help your own kid. I think a lot of it in talking to them is like understanding that what may seem to them as something that is they can't come back from, they can, right? This is not a mistake that's going to define you
permanent.
For the rest of your life. Exactly.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And if you handle it right, in the crisis scenario where they're freaking out, thinking life's over, you know, a picture got out there online or whatever.
Right. Then we'll prevent some suicides or other things where kids are.
That was the big takeaway for me from the last event is how many kids are committing suicide because they're being extorted and something got out there and they're going into freak out mode. They're just freaking out and committing suicide over this.
Yeah.
It's just awful.
Yeah, I agree. That is one thing I learned, too, through the conversations with Not On Your Watch Texas. And one of the very first things I did is go to my kids and say, "This in this particular situation, that we have ways to come back from. Like, you are not going to be in trouble. If somebody says a photo is going to get out, it won't. We have ways to prevent that. You need to come to us.
Yeah, let us know, and we'll help you.
That's right.
Right? And I think that's where kids if they don't feel comfortable coming to the parent.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, if I know, if I tell my parent, hey, I just got a picture out there, and they freak out on you, they're not going to feel comfortable. They're not going to tell you these things.
Right.
If they know you're going to freak out on them.
Right.
And react. So that was another big takeaway from the last event. Well, Paula, I really think it's amazing what you guys are doing, getting involved. I love it, love it, love it. Because this is what I'm talking about when I'm looking for solutions, right? Yeah. Getting involved with your organization. And, you know, Texas is the first step, right?
Yes, but.
But.
Yes.
Let's make it, you know, a successful initiative with
That's
Texas.
Right. The nation needs it.
Nationwide, Girl Scouts across the world. Let's go.
Yes. Let's go.
I love it. Well, thank you again. I'm excited. Are you speaking today?
I am.
You're going to be speaking. Okay, cool. I'm excited to hear you. And excited about the event.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Guys, that's the show. It's all about who you know. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Who You Know Show podcast. My name is Trevor Houston, and if you've enjoyed this episode, consider subscribing wherever you listen and leave us a positive review to help us keep the mics on in the studio. Until next week, that's the show. It's all about who you know.